Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Lisa will update us on the H5N1 flu. Lisa?
Thank you. H5N1 influenza A virus has been circulating in livestock populations since March of 2024 and has been identified in poultry since 2022. What's the status? Well, for poultry, since February of 2022, there's been over 181 million birds impacted across 50 states, and this encompasses over 1,700 farms. And most recently, Iowa saw an outbreak in a commercial turkey operation early October. What's really interesting is the dairy cattle side that's been involved. The first original outbreak was seen in March 2024 and really was an emerging disease of mammals. Since that time, multiple states evolved, as well as multiple operations. As we look at swine, there was one backyard herd that was identified with influenza H5N1 positive back in October 30th of 2024. However, no commercial pigs have been infected or identified carrying this virus. There is ongoing surveillance for influenzas of all types with the Schick-sponsored Swine Disease Reporting System and Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Program, as well as ongoing USDA surveillance. But again, no commercial pigs have been identified with H5N1. Why are we concerned with the virus? Well, influenzas in general can effectively rapidly replicate in pigs. They can also reassort if there's multiple viral infections in one animal and potentially create new strains of influenza. But influenza is also zoonotic, and what that means is it infects humans as well as other animals, and so that is of concern. The clinical signs that are seen with H5N1 are different from what are seen with endemic strains of pigs. Normally, we think of flu just like we do people flu. You have an upper respiratory issue, you have some pneumonia, coughing, sneezing, watery eyes, runny nose. But with H5N1, that's not always the case. So earlier last year, once the virus was identified, three different organizations got together. So the Swine Health Information Center, Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, and the National Pork Board to create a $10 million research program really geared at addressing key questions for pigs. Since that time, 10 projects have been funded, and the key areas that have been funded were really to characterize the infection. What does it look like in different ages of pigs, from baby pigs all the way up to adult sows? We also wanted to characterize, what does this do to pigs? What's the pathogenesis and how does it transmit? Specifically looking at mammary infection, because this is something that was seen as significantly different in dairy cattle. But we also wanted to see, is there any benefit of using vaccines that we already have in industry? And will it protect against H5N1? And then lastly, looking at biosecurity interventions, what can producers do differently that we don't already do on farm to help prevent influenza? All of these things are being funded currently, and results will be posted at the swinehealth.org website once results are complete. But our goal in performing this research is to be able to provide producers key actionable items, one, informing about the virus, but also validating and understanding different biosecurity interventions that could be done on a day-to-day basis to prevent the introduction, but also to be able to respond should it ever be detected. Again, why is it important for research? It really is important to understand this virus because it is very new in mammal species. We also want to identify what are the best ways to diagnose this, the best sample types, and then respond rapidly.